podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Fuck on! There it is. We're here and ready to babble the fuck on. Welcome out. It is Friday night in Chesaning. Yeah! We've got myself, Tub E, and we have Spencer Smeagol and Roger Smeagol here. Our special guest is running late a little bit, so it's all right. We're going to start off. So this is not your traditional comedy show for the new folks that coming into the back. It is a bunch of assholes drinking beer talking about their lives. It's kind of like when you sit around the bar and you have that local drunk who just won't shut the fuck up, whether you want him to or not. Welcome to the Basement Bar. All right. That's How me. The hell is your week that been going, you. Everybody?
Yeah.
How's it going? Raj?
Well, not too bad, but the other day I was coming home from Menards. I had to go get some
Did you
malt.
Save big money?
I saved big money.
Oh, shit.
And coming home, and all of a sudden, a little flashing lights behind me and pulled me over.
Oh, no.
Comes up, knocks on the window, so I roll my window down. Cop's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I looked at him and said, hold on a minute, I'm on the phone.
All right, this crazy guy. It's fucking phone calls and shit. You're one of them assholes, eh?
Yep.
Yeah. See, I don't talk on the phone. I just stare at it the whole time while I'm driving. You know, it's Facebook and all that stuff. It's addicting. It's whatever,
fuck
you know.
Bookface. I'm never a fan of social media. That's why I don't have it, man. I just stay off of that shit.
That's probably why nobody knows who the fuck you are. Welcome, yeah, Roger Denny.
Is that because you don't like the media, or are you just not social?
I'm just not social, man. I look at that shit, and it's just reels on shorts and people thinking.
I like it when people reel on my shorts.
This is what I did today. I don't care if you fucking took a shit at 12:01. I don't give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It's just not for me, man.
I'll stop posting my bowel movements.
Yeah. Well, hey, shout out to Donna. She loves her Facebook.
No shit. Yeah, it's just like,
cheers to Donna. Yeah. We know what's going on in her life.
It's her and all these pallet people.
No, oh, that's
Oh
my God.
The pallets.
In fact, you know, on the way here, I checked Facebook to see what was going on, so she was driving. And we just bought a fucking meat slicer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
My mom's got one for sale.
For what?
Because she used to sell
what
meat.
What the hell are we going to fucking slice with it?
Ribeye?
Rogers and
slice
Donna.
Slice some ribeye? We'll make some Philly steaks. Make Beat Philly
it.
Steaks.
Yeah, well, it, the fucking sirloin in
well,
there.
It,
yeah.
Well, it takes me back. I mean, I don't think you ever heard that story about when I worked in a deli. It was like day two and I got fired.
Oh, no.
Oh, you
no,
got
no,
fired from a deli?
Yeah.
Me they, too, from Jack's.
Well, I put my dick in the pickle slicer.
You put your dick in the pickle
slicer? And the manager
slicer.
Walked in and they fired me.
The fuck
and,
are you doing?
What?
And, well, what I really feel bad about is what they did with the pickle slicer.
I don't
what
know.
Did they do?
They fired her, too.
Oh! One up, Matt, and a mop, mop. Mop! I love it. He can't even.
My son is speechless.
Holy jumped up German Jesus. Welcome to the Basement Bar. Here we are. Woo! Well, how's your week been going, Spencer? Did you get any grocers fired?
No. No, I've been having a good day, man. I've been having a good week. It's been going quick. Now I'm just owned by my mother now. I claim her. I do not claim this motherfucker right
oh,
next
all
to
right.
me.
There you go.
He's the drunk bastard at the bar. shut the fuck up, will you? Pickle slicer fucking ass. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
I got a question for you, Raj, which probably wouldn't be long if the zombies came at you with a pickle slicer, but how long would you last in a zombie apocalypse?
Ooh.
Probably not long because...
They have a pickle slicer.
You can't, well, yeah. You can't see them coming?
Yeah, well, number one, I can't see them coming. Number
oh,
two,
yeah. Hold on.
If I shot at him, I'd miss
because
I can't see.
I knew you couldn't see, but I didn't know you didn't. 1 second. He's blind, so he couldn't see him coming. That joke was fucking funny. Give Eddie the credit. Go ahead, Raj.
That's why he has a chair, so he doesn't bump into shit. We keep him in one place. He's fine.
Where the fuck am I standing? Where am I looking? Hey, audience, how you doing?
He's going to be like, hey, welcome, everybody. I'm so
We got it a little to the right. A little to the right.
Hey. Oh, that way? All right. Glad everybody came to see me, but you know, I can't see you.
Dude, I'm great. Donna dressed you really well. I know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It felt like my shirt was on backwards, but
button me up out back. Yeah.
Yeah. Why does my ass zip up? What is happening?
I don't know. It made it easier to shit.
That's right. Stay away from baking pans, all right?
Speaking of that,
yeah,
hey, went to our niece's.
To what?
My niece's son, so I guess it'd be a great...
Nissan.
A great...
Holy jump, German Jesus!
Get over here. Matt, come here. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Matt. All right, Roger, finish your joke.
Roger,
it wasn't a joke.
No, Roger, finish your story. Then we'll explain what's happening.
Oh, no. We're good.
Huh?
We're good.
Get on it.
No, explain your story. Continue. Well, your niece's sons.
My niece's sons. So it'd be like my grandnephew, his first birthday.
Yeah. No, fuck him. He's got a Guinness. Fuck them.
So we go to this party.
Oh, thank you.
And we ride with my aunt and uncle. So on the way back, we're on 131.
Yeah.
He's cruising, and all of a sudden his... alarm goes off.
Yeah.
On his dash. Tire pressure going down, and then gone. A flat tire. So I get out, jump out, get the spare, change the tire and all that. And now I got a shit.
Oh, good.
I'm like, I go to my aunt and I said, you got any, like, toilet paper or napkins or something in the car? She goes, yeah, there's
some. You got some old socks or something
some,
in there?
You know, there's some wet wipes, you know, we can find it. I'm like, I got no time, man. So I look at my wife and said, grab the wet wipes, meet me out here by this bush. So I'm off the highway, fucking taking a dump. Got cars beeping and shit. I'm like, well, I don't give a shit. I ain't going to see these people ever in my life again.
Apparently you do give a shit. And well, it's on the side of the highway.
No, I didn't. I left a big shit there. Get in the car, ride home, I'm good.
There it is.
Nice.
But I felt great because, you know, I got out and changed a tire on the side of the highway. I haven't done that since my kids called me.
Hey, I don't mean to out you out, but you got rid of both of the rubbers. Anyway.
Yeah, there was one time when I was a kid, I put my rubber on backwards. I didn't know if I was coming or going.
That's fun.
Thank you, Dennis.
Holy shit. All right. Welcome to the bar. Our special guest was a little late. He got hung up because he's quite a celebrity. Everybody was outside giving him autographs and taking pictures. But welcome back, Matthew Takkar.
Hello.
All the way from Lansing, Michigan. Woo! Give him a round of applause. Look at these three. Look at you especially. You got excited. Attaboy.
There's a few guys excited out there. Someone's got a badge.
Yeah, Matt was gracious enough to bring the Best Buy crew. We've got a bunch of geek squads. We got a lot of
badge again. I saw you. You got disappointed. Hold it up.
Hey, Matt, it was great to see. I would have applauded.
Yeah.
But I can't see, and I end up slapping myself.
I can't see either, so it's fine.
Well, anyway, back to the question I originally asked. Matt,
how would you survive in a zombie apocalypse?
A lot of alcohol.
Yeah, you just wouldn't feel it?
You think so?
You just let it happen?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've thought about this. I would.
Sat down. I really wrote it out.
My apartment is three stories up, so
yep.
I've got the. I just get a bunch of guns, a bunch of beer. I'm set. You know, all that's right, how I go
enough.
Out.
But how do you kill a zombie?
Well, that's what the guns are for.
What,
well, I guess
what are you gonna do?
I mean, I could always throw a beer at them, but I don't know how well that would work out. I mean,
it makes them even slower.
If they drank that, then they would have to mop it up and shit.
I mean, if they were walking dead zombies, if they're 28 days later zombies, I'm fucked. I don't have cardio. Rule number one is cardio in Zombieland. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm screwed. They're going to get me in the toilet one day, and I'm this is it. That's where I end.
Well, that's why we're three stories up. We don't have to worry about the cardio three stories up.
Here's the first thing. Eddie's the barrier.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to lay down. You guys got about 23 and a half minutes to get the fuck out of here.
You don't have to outrun the zombies. You just have to outrun me.
Yeah, you outrun him, you live.
I'm not leaving you behind, though. Like, we're going down together or we're escaping. That's it. That's how it's going.
Fair enough. I appreciate it. That's a real
push comes to shove. You're out of there. You know that.
Yeah. No. I'm going down with the ship.
You see the first zombie take a bite out of it, you go, oh fuck.
No, we're Titanic-ing it. Like, I'm gonna be sitting there like water rushing through the windows. I'm gonna be just saluting.
This motherfucker's just playing the violin as the ship goes down.
Eddie's at the front of the boat, like, I can feel them biting me. You're like, isn't it wonderful?
I'm the king of the world.
Speaking
of taking a bite out of Eddie.
I'm going to have, like, In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins playing. It's like Eddie's getting eaten. I'm getting run over by zombies. Like,
yep. I love it.
Are you talking about Phil Collins over
there? In the Air Tonight. That's how we're going out.
Speaking about taking a bite out of Eddie, what did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend?
Wait, what?
What did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend?
I don't know.
What is shit.
Wiped.
What?
Oh, you guys are slow.
I am. I'm sorry. That's why the zombies get me.
See, that's the thing is, Craig's laugh always comes 12 seconds after the joke. You'll tell a joke and he goes.
He got it.
He goes, like, you'll tell a joke and he goes, wait. That's the thing. I'll tell a joke to him and walk away and I'll hear it down the hall.
He, like, dumped his girlfriend, so he had to wipe his ass. Get it? Got it now?
So, Matt, you showed
Welcome
up
back,
late.
Spence.
Matt, you showed up late. How's your week been? What you been up to? What's going on?
I have been drinking.
Oh, yeah? All right, fair enough.
So
let's
go. Finish your drink before you
So this is oops, all last calls for Matt, essentially?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking of my last call, actually.
Kick it off.
All today. Wait, are we doing last call already?
No, not yet. Well, give me one word for your last call.
I haven't got that far yet.
All right, that's fair enough. When you get it, shout it out. Like,
yes, I'm going to put yes.
Yeah, last call.
You get it, last call.
Mine is red eye.
The red eye? Oh, are you going to tell that story?
Yeah.
The red eye.
Oh, man.
That's later, though.
I was thinking of telling...
Is this about a plane or a... No, never mind.
So mine, if I had to give you guys something, it's fake German.
Fake German?
Fake German.
All right, write down fake German for later. I love it. I'm so excited.
You know...
I've been in my spare time. I've been learning Dutch, you know, German and stuff.
Oh, ich bin zu von was ist das?
Well, no. Hey, you speak it? Okay. Tell me this. What is the Dutch word for virgin?
That's a good question. I have no fucking idea.
It's good and tight.
Is it guten tight or gazoon tight?
Guten tight.
Wir groß ist dem Lehm nächstens dem Penis. Oh, yeah. I still have beer of the week.
So
holy,
you're
German.
Second show's always better.
I love it.
Actually, my grandfather was in a concentration camp, so it's like the polar opposite, but who's counting right now, honestly?
I love it. Man. God, it's so good to have you back. Thanks for coming up from Lansing. We appreciate you. Yeah, how's it
going? Go green.
No, I'm still in Sag. We talked about this.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm still in Sag.
You're still what?
I'm still in Saginaw.
Oh. Saginaw.
He's still excited.
Yeah.
Anyway. No. He just can't hide it.
You're so loud. I love you. Sorry.
I was about to say, cover your ears, everybody.
Holy, jumped up German Jesus.
No, this is a good one. If you could travel back in time, to what time would you travel back to? Eddie, we'll start with you. What time would you travel back to?
I'd probably go back to the 50s.
That's
I like it. It's before the internet. It's you know, you've got the time of the bebop and the socks and the fucking what do you call them? You know, I don't know.
So
you
this,
see, I don't know. I like Grease. I don't know.
This
be
can
right.
be at
I just
any
feel
time,
like
not any time in your life.
No, any time at all. Oh, yeah. Anytime. I'd be yeah. Like I'm
any time
I'm
in
hang,
your life.
I
Jesus
hang
Christ,
out.
You could go back to 1912, Raj.
Yeah, really. Oh. Fuck, you go back to
well,
the Titanic.
I'd go
like
to the day
about.
That the day that you know dirt was born. Yeah.
I'd go back to 1912 and I'd invent the fucking beer can.
Okay, with that, right?
1935, you fuck.
Well, yeah. But in 1912, I would invent it.
Yeah, you'd have been a genius.
That's right.
So, so let me ask you guys: is that post or pre-sliced bread?
Pre-sliced bread?
It might be.
It's
I don't
post.
Know.
The beer can was invented after sliced bread.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because that's a very smart thing. You start drinking too much, you're not going to invent that shit. Look at what we have now.
Well, let me.
It's basically all alcoholics stumbling around. That's why we have AI, because we can't fucking think for ourselves.
Fuck AI. That's bullshit.
Hold on. Hold on, Raj. How do you feel about AI?
I don't like it.
What about it don't you like?
It scares the fuck out of me.
What? Why?
Because.
You're about to put him in a whirlwind. Listen to this.
No, I don't want to get serious.
Oh, yeah. You're Alexa. Yeah.
He's like, iRobot. No. Fuck Will Smith. Yeah.
It scares me. You'll see, maybe in your lifetime, or maybe your kid's lifetime, they're going to be slaves to robots.
Skynet, baby. Yeah, it's happening.
Really? You think
I mean, well, it's his fucking Alexa, man. He asked it what women want, and the shit hasn't
oh,
shut
I know.
Up
it,
for two
it
weeks.
Still hasn't fucking... It's been unplugged for 2 weeks now, and it's still talking.
Look at him. He can't stop laughing over there.
Oh, he fucking died. I love it. Shit, we got a smile out of my wife. That must have been a good one. She nice. Hates my comedy. I love her, though.
Yeah. I tried to throw it in the pool, and all I heard was...
So what time period would you go back?
So Raj, let me ask you this. Did you put chlorine in before or after you threw the Alexa in there? I just want to be sure. Like
I tried everything. I tried everything. I put acid in the fucker.
Yeah, citric acid.
now that's why it's dried out and still talking, because the pool...
You should have went with chloroform then. See, isn't that's where you went wrong. You should have went with the chloroform.
Isn't Mountain Dew made the same thing? So since he added citric acid, it was like...
Yeah.
It sped
talking,
up.
Started talking faster.
I think you're thinking of like vinegar and baking soda there.
He just... His whole fucking pool became a seventh grade science project.
Know, but yesterday, I went home and my wife said, hey, can you hand me my chapstick? And I handed her a glue stick instead. Kevin.
See, you should have used a caulk gun at that point.
The quietest has been in the house in months.
Wait, Matt, did you say you should have used a caulk gun?
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Do you love the cock?
I think that's
like,
I think
on occasion, yes.
Hold on, I think that's the fourth time my mom has said "wife" in the audience.
Yeah, yeah, we're appreciative of having you here. Thanks, you know, there's
no,
a fucking tip jar.
Rod,
where
means,
is she? I can't
means,
see her.
Raj, that means shut the fuck up. shut up.
You know what happened the other
okay,
day?
No, that doesn't mean shut the fuck up.
That means keep talking?
Well, we went. Oh, no, yeah.
That means she gets the bed to herself.
We were thinking of our kids and all that shit. We went and met with an insurance agent for life insurance. And, you know, met with him. We were in there for a couple hours. And everything's going good. And we get in the truck, heading home. And I looked at her and I'm like, you know, I think, you know, when I die, maybe I should be cremated. She looked at me with a shit-ass grin and everything. She gets on her phone. By the time we get home, she looked at me and she goes, you're set up for next Tuesday.
Is that why I was invited to a bonfire next Tuesday?
I'm hosting.
See, okay.
I did ask him. I said, do I need to bring wood? He's like, nah, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
I got plenty of wood.
Hold on, you guys are jumping the gun, because Ash, we should really do this on Ash Wednesday of all days.
On Ash Wednesday. I love it.
Can we hold off a day and call it Ash Wednesday? Burn my ass Wednesday.
I believe they call it Old Ass Wednesday or Old Ass Wednesday.
So anyway, we traveling to
zombies.
So I'm Matt,
I sure as hell ain't traveling past Tuesday.
Holy!
So next Tuesday, that's where you're going.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah.
ask me Tuesday.
Jesus. I feel like if we don't stop, Craig's gonna die.
I know,
over there.
Right? This poor guy.
Is this like a Furby thing where, like, when the sun goes down, like, Rock shows into something else? Like, he just goes crazy, starts murdering people? Like, that's what's gonna happen? Like, I'm not sure at this point. You guys keep talking about Tuesday. Yeah.
Apparently, when you get Roger's age, you just become one of them fucking gremlins. You can't feed them past midnight. Don't get them fucking wet. Don't get them in the goddamn sunlight.
Bright light.
I'm going to get Bill Murray on speed dial here. Like Ghostbusters.
But you're talking about time travel. I was going to tell you a joke about time travel.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't like it.
Attaboy, Den.
I like it.
They just come to me. I don't know.
Look at him.
All right.
This is what I'm going to look like when I'm older, by the way. I already look like him.
Oh, isn't it awesome? Good-looking kid right here.
Guy has more hair than me.
You want to go back
that
to
that? That deserves a round of applause. So fuck you all. Yeah, there it is.
Hey.
So that's what you want to do. You want to go back to the time of hair.
If you can't achieve goodness or greatness, be bald.
Spencer, come here for a second.
God only made so many perfect heads, and the rest is covered in hair.
He's wearing his Geek Squad
badge right now. Oh, he is, because they collaborated. They got the Geek Squad back.
You guys
are
going to love this. Okay, it's like a Chia Pet commercial.
Fuck that. I knew where he was going with that.
We got Chia Pet.
Chia.
Maybe you do. Maybe you spread that shit on your head, new girl.
Yeah, no shit. Mark.
Oh, wait, we have a...
Oh, what? Oh, exactly.
Oh, whoa.
Our last tables have filled.
Yeah, no, see if you're bald with a big tongue, you make them go, oh, either way.
I didn't even see him come in here.
Shit, I didn't know reverse Ron Jeremy was in the house.
Whoa.
Oh, I killed him.
Two of them. All right, sorry.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So anyway, Matt, if
the bad part is
back,
I can't even see him.
Relax.
Roger, hold on.
Yeah. If you could travel back in time, what time period would you go to? What?
So do you want the real answer or do you want the fake answer to this?
Both. Yeah.
Both of them.
Real first.
Well, both, because I would go back to 1942 to see my grandfather, but I don't think we want to hear that story.
No.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry.
But real, though.
Comedy.
I would go back to the 70s, probably. I would go see what's popping in the 70s, you know.
There you go.
It was a great time for American cars.
Can I ask you a question? Would you see your grandfather in the 70s?
No. Do you not get the fucking...
Not in Europe.
Holy shit. Do we have to teach you things?
Over my head. Shut up, Craig. Fuck you.
We'll just say they weren't making pizzas.
Your laugh sounds like a skipping record.
Spencer, let me ask you a question real quick.
Wait. Hold this on. Brings
so
me
I'm
back.
Porno this skipping. Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, this brings me back to my childhood of fucking one, fucking two,
You sound like a mic check sitting at the second table.
Hello. If I could go back in time, and it didn't have to be a time where I was alive, so, you know, not in the last, like, 32 years, but I would go back about...
I love you, Craig.
I'd go back about 2,025 years, just so I could hang out with Mary's kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like me and JC could have some fun, man.
Yeah? You start a fucking food truck together and shit?
Hey, what the hell? Yeah.
Yeah, making wine. Well, all and I know. Stuff. You could start
well,
a vineyard.
Shit.
It'd be great.
We'd have all the wine and fish we could eat and drink.
That's right.
Fuck, we wouldn't have to go anywhere. You want a drink? Yeah, here you go. Just jump in the lake and start drinking. If you're hungry, start eating the fish. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's only on the left side of the boat.
Oh, fair
okay,
enough.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this.
Is he part of the sea, Dennis? You get it? Yes.
No, it's not because of that. It's because they were fishing all day on the one side of the boat, and then when Jesus showed up, he said, try the other. Oh, and that's when they caught all the fish. God damn, read the fucking Bible.
Don't laugh like you're religious, Craig. Fuck you.
Oh,
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He says, I know the story.
You got Craig over here, the Jesus crucifier.
Hey. Hey. All right. Hang on. Hey, what?
Let me ask you guys this for a second. So,
okay.
If you could fight any famous person from any
fight?
Time. Fight. Like fist fight. Any famous
Justin
person.
Bieber. Fuck him.
Roger, your turn.
What, if I could fight any famous person?
Any famous person throughout history. Could be Gandhi,
And know that I would win?
Could be Gandhi.
I mean, what? I mean, you don't want to go up against someone and get my ass kicked.
That's not a fair fight.
I'll fight him with
lettuce. He just gives up.
Who would you want to fight, though?
The fuck is that?
Who would I want to fight? Gosh, that's a hard question.
It could be Nixon.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
He's going to be like Russell Crowe, fighting music, fighting people, fighting around the world. Well, we couldn't find cancer, but we found a guy with cancer, so we're going to fight him from that South Park. Sorry.
I got a question.
Anyway.
Is this because you want to fight him, or is this because you want to like win?
No, I'm just curious.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
You.
Get it over with.
You. I want
it over with.
I want to fight you.
You want to fight me?
Yeah.
Wait.
No. Oh, no,
This guy's gonna kick my ass right here.
Your mental health. Do you want to die?
See
is this a cry
yeah,
for help?
Yeah, no, here's the deal. The reason I choose Mike Tyson, one second. The reason I choose Mike Tyson, you said some famous person I want to fight. Mike Tyson. Because I'm a shit talker, but I can't fight worth a shit. So I go up there and I talk my shit, take one punch and I'm out.
No, you gotta do is bite his ear.
Mike Tyson bites salt for resale all over dispensaries if you want.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Are you trying to Van Gogh Mike Tyson?
Van Gogh his ass, yeah. Hit you with the Van Gogh. What kind of combination is that? It's here, lean to the left.
Tyson Van Gogh.
Roger's here to make art. He's fine. I love it. Holy shit.
Speaking of art.
Yeah? I know, I haven't seen him in a while. Where has he been?
No, don't go into that story.
Did I tell you that? What are you?
Yeah, Mark goes, keep going.
What are you, get out of here. What do you call
an artist with brown fingers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pick
I think
asshole.
They call them crazy.
What'd you say? Shut
pick,
the fuck up.
Pick asshole.
Pick asshole.
Craig, what were you saying? You sit on. Yeah. Were you saying you like to sit on your hand for hours till it goes numb?
Yeah, that's called the stranger. Holy fuck! I'm getting thirsty. Is it about time for beer of the week? No. You want to keep going? Let's keep going. What you got?
Well,
oh fuck! If money.
I got. Yeah, yeah.
What are we talking about?
Here's a question I got for Matt.
Yeah.
Right now, and Eddie right
okay.
now.
Okay, what do you got?
Because you guys
are
weird.
Oh, that's okay. Leave me
Well,
out.
No. Roger, you can shut your mic off. Yeah. So, because I know you'd still be retired. If money didn't exist,
now I really
what would you do for a job?
I got him.
Matt, if money didn't exist, what would you do for a job?
That's a good fucking question.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, I never thought about that.
My entire life is living on the edge of
not having money. Every day is an overdraft.
Okay. But buys a chicken chalupa
He's
from
like,
Taco
wait,
Bell.
That was a fucking option?
Is this like a chicken or the egg question? Like, what comes first right now?
The chicken or the egg question? Fuck. Let me think about that.
You know, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon.
You can order eggs from Amazon?
I ordered a chicken and an egg. I'll let you know.
I'd watch out for those eggs.
I'll let you know what you come
You didn't
first.
Get the joke. That he went didn't. Clear that over there.
I don't know if you want those Jeff
hey,
Bezos
aren't you
eggs.
Blonde?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what I do? This. Just entertaining and having a good fucking time and building a business. I mean, this would be phenomenal. If money was no object, I'd be able to hang out with all these interesting, phenomenal people like Matt Dekar, fucking Craig, Dennis. I don't know where the shit he went. Oh, there he is. Yeah, just to be able to hang out and hear the stories, this would be the absolute pleasure.
Crowd, I got a question for you. Are you entertained?
So, thanks for lying. You all are phenomenal liars.
I have my answer. Spencer,
phenomenal
Spencer,
lies.
Spencer, I have my answer. I would get fucking shit-faced with Eddie in Grand Rapids. That's what I would do.
That's what you do for a daily job.
Yes. Every day of the week.
That's a long drive every day.
That's what I'm saying. No. Yeah. Hey, I commute 2.5 hours to work, but I get shit-faced.
We'll buy a tent. We'll live out the fucking back of a Holiday Inn and make last call stories, baby. We'll get yelled at by Russian bosses' wives and stuff. You're going to have to go back and listen to past episodes because that was a hell of a story.
I will put in 60-hour days for that, Monday through Friday.
60-hour days. 60-hour
days.
60-hour days.
That's right. He's going to bend time and space to make this happen.
Those are long days, man.
I don't have.
Are we in a hyperbolic time chamber? Am I fucking Gohan?
Time travel and shit. Yeah.
What'd you do, Raj? What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah, what would you do, Raj?
Money's no object.
I would just relax, spend time with my wife and kids.
I know, right?
Family.
I'm right fucking here, Eddie.
Yeah.
Family forever.
Raj, you gotta make some time to fight me in there in between.
To
fight him.
Shit. That'll take about 8 minutes.
30 seconds. It'll be tied.
No, you can run that fast?
No. That's the amount of time it'll take for you to hit me and me to hit the ground.
I wouldn't hit you. I'd just hand you a beer and say, fight's over.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do jack shit, man. Fuck the economy. Like, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah.
I work for a living and try to struggle to pay everything. And I still feel like I don't have enough. So if money isn't no object, fuck them. I ain't doing this for nothing but money.
Sit by the pool.
Sit by the pool, go golfing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd get bored. I would have to do something. That's why I say building a business, doing this. I mean, that would.
Why are you going to build a business with no money?
Because money's no object. So you're just able to do whatever.
Eddie, we're going to go golf. If money's no object,
why do you want to? Why do you want to spend time building a business if it? What to make money that doesn't matter?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm weird. I'm neurotic and shit, man. Don't fucking talk to me. It's beer of the week. Beer of the week, everybody.
Beer of the week.
Oh my god. All right. Save us, beer. Beer save us.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
All right, we got a beer of the week. Every week we try a different beer. This is from Sheboygan Brewing Company in Sheboygan, Michigan. It is the Dark Cherry Blonde Ale.
Sheboygan. That's wrong. Why can't it be Sheboygan?
I don't know. Fucking anybody disc golf? Anybody disc golf out here? Dude, fuck Sheboygan. Mount McSaba. Mount McSaba, which I like to call Mount McAsshole. Every fucking... hole is 40 to 50 feet up on like an 80 degree angle. Then you're looking 300 feet that way. Then you're going to go down 70 to 100 feet. Come the fuck back up. The next one is another 40 to 50 up on an 80 degree angle. I fucking fell down one of them hills. Got a stick in my eye. I'm bleeding all over the place. And we're like, we're fun. We're having fun. This is fun. No, fuck Sheboygan. So. Anyway, beer of the week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I got a question for you. While you're pouring the beer of the week, why do birds fly south in the winter?
To get the fuck out of here?
Because it's too far to walk.
Boo! I heard a boo too. Yeah, I heard a boo.
That wasn't a boo. It was one of them.
If it makes you guys feel any better,
I need to go to the bar to get another.
Any of you guys meet Riley tonight? It was like your first night bartending here.
Yeah, it's her first night, and she's doing all right.
Well, she did. But yeah. earlier, you know, she come up, wanted to take her order for dinner, and I asked her a question.
Yeah.
I said, can I ask you a question about the menu, please?
Yeah.
Rog, you're too old for that. Okay. Well, you got to give her a rest of some
point. I can't see it, name every item. No, she slapped me and said, the men I please is none of your fucking business.
That's funny. Hey, shout out
to... That got one laugh.
Shout out to Roger's
head over
here,
everybody's
Rog,
head.
Rog, shout out to Natalie, Riley, and Sarah taking care of us tonight.
Yes. Yeah,
everybody,
absolutely.
Tip your bartenders.
Here's a cheer.
Thank you so much to Pintown for having us.
Yep. But, thank you for everybody out here. If I could name all of you, I would, but I can't.
Tip your bartenders, but don't tip them over, please.
Yeah, don't tip. They're
and,
not cows.
And this looks...
empty. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, every show we do a beer of the week where we sample a new beer somewhere around the country. And this one's the Dark Cherry Blonde Ale from Sheboygan. It's a 5% ABV with a 15% IBU.
Damn.
Cheers.
Wow. Cheers to that.
I'll have my Coors.
IBU is the International Bitter Unit.
You want to try it, Rod?
That tastes like shit.
So it's a very
taste.
Low, smooth beer.
That tastes like shit. Hey, thank you, Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby. Yeah. My beautiful daughter, Shelby. Woo-hoo. Thank you so much. We appreciate her.
Wow, she's a genius, by the way.
She is. She really is. She got a full ride to Western. She's smart as a fucking whip, I tell you what. We love her so much. Uh-oh. Give me a second. Hang on.
Yep, this beer tastes like shit. It absolutely tastes
It tastes like a urinal cake.
That's bad.
It does. It does.
It's, it's got a mustard.
You don't want to try this, right?
Tasted urinal cake?
Yeah.
I have.
No.
Yes.
You have?
It's
one
like,
or two times in my life.
You just like pass out and fucking
no, Rog, you
face
know, like,
right into a urinal plug.
You know like when you laugh too hard and then you pee a bit, but then you got to go the rest of the day? That's kind of what it tastes like. That's that smell that
I
wafts in.
Don't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 0.25.
You want to taste it?
Yeah.
No.
0.25.
Right. Not after you say it tastes like
Eddie,
a urinal plug.
Eddie, I have something interesting that you would like to hear about.
I want to hear it.
Go ahead.
Spencer would like to hear this too.
So I'd love it.
My beautiful girlfriend is sitting over here. In the
hi, girlfriend.
Hey, beautiful girlfriend.
Everybody give her a round of applause. Shit. The girlfriend made it. Yeah, she made the drive.
Wait. What's your name?
I can't see you, but I'll wave.
Her name is Tanvi.
Run. Fucking run. You've done this guy for years. Save yourself. Holy shit.
She probably listen to him. I'm not going to deny that at that point.
But she's a keeper if she stayed seated.
I know. Yeah. She hasn't walked out yet, so all right.
She's a designated driver, that's why.
What the fuck? You guys got to stop fucking talking at the same goddamn time. You're pissing me off. I can't fucking hear as it is.
Yeah, Craig, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, Craig. Son of a bitch. Wait.
No. Where the
fucking
fuck's
Craig?
No, it's all Jacob's fault right now.
Everybody all look right. at Eddie and mouth the words, but don't say anything.
Yeah. Wait. So I've been meaning to bring this up because I know.
Uh-oh. Hang on. Hold that thought. Because I want to give away a prize. Oh. I want to give away a fucking prize right now. We're going to do some beer trivia. All right. What's going to happen is the first person of legal drinking age to raise their hand... and tell me the correct answer is going to get a free drink, whatever you want. All right. What is the standard ounces in a growler?
Raise your hand.
What is the amount of ounces in a standard growler? Donna. Fuck no. What the fuck?
28.
Holy shit.
No.
Hold on. Are you thinking about weed? Because that's like that's like 20.
Yeah.
That's like all pounds. Right.
Wait. No. I saw her hand pop up. What
Rose, what do you got?
No.
Dude.
Close.
Yes, Aaron. No.
No.
Jacob.
A growler.
Jacob,
what is the amount of ounces in a standard growler?
Free drink.
A growler. A growler of beer. How many ounces? No.
No. Go ahead. No.
God damn it.
No.
Nope.
64.
Atta boy.
Now let me ask you this question.
Go get a free drink.
What is gray and comes in pints?
Coors Light.
An elephant.
An elephant. Thank you, Dennis.
Go get you a free drink from our wonderful bartender, Natalie, Dennis, up there doing a great job.
Absolutely. Dennis gets a free drink courtesy of the 989 Podcast Network. Visit 989.network for all of our amazing shows. Thank them so much for hosting us here today. All right, Matt Takar, you had a story. Continue.
I actually have some trivia right now. So this is for all the Geek Squad guys out here. What is the Latin saying for speed and accuracy for Geek Squad?
Curitas et cetera. I don't know. It's curitas something.
That's not the only thing on the tip of your tongue. Speed.
Wait, what was it again? Kira? Come here.
Here, Jacob.
Say it into the mic, Jacob.
Fucking say it. You say it, Eddie. What's it say?
It says, Kira et Celeritas.
Wait. That shit's on the back of our badges?
You never take your badge out
what
of the thing?
What the fuck? Dude, I had no idea. Hold the hell up.
Well, wait,
well,
Matt.
That's not trivia. That's fucking cheating.
See, Matt, you have a girlfriend now. What you're going to experience is that you get one fucking bookshelf in the entire house. And on that bookshelf, I have my badge. I've never taken it out and looked at the back, but yeah.
Yeah, hey, new girlfriend. Matt is all about Kira Sam fucking fast shit.
Yeah.
About what?
Accurate and fast.
She knows.
I'm sorry.
See, he comes out of the bathroom fully naked, swings it, and goes, cure it fast.
Whoa. This mustache isn't just for looks, okay?
This mustache isn't just for looks. I love this guy.
Wow.
So all of you guys have seen our Star Wars decoration.
Yeah, all of our Star Wars. They brought this out just for us because we love Star Wars.
Well, as Eddie said, we didn't put any of it out. So who loves Star Wars in here? Give a round of applause.
Hold
all right,
on a second.
So I got about 14 people minus Craig, because fucking Craig doesn't like Star Wars. He already explained that. But Eddie, go ahead. You love Star Wars, you can speak about it.
I have to piss real quick. I'm handing it off to Jacob, our trusted Geek Squad agent.
Yeah. Dang,
give a round of applause
show, Jacob.
For Jacob, Jacoby Bryant.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
He's the only one who landed
safely.
Hurry
up in that bathroom, son.
Yep.
I can't be trusted on the mic.
All right, you got some Star Wars knowledge, Alanis?
Star Wars.
I don't know a fucking thing about Star Wars.
When? Hey. What year did Star Wars release?
Rose, what year did Star Wars go? What?
Yeah.
Atta girl. Atta girl.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right, Jacoby.
I remember.
And it was just called Star Wars. It wasn't Episode 4, A New Hope. It was just Star Wars because George Lucas was like, I made a fucking space movie. And then he made a bet with Steven Spielberg. He made his bet with Steven Spielberg because he thought Close Encounters of the Third Kind was going to be way bigger. And so he was like, hey, I bet you know, if your movie is bigger, I get 2% in perpetuity of your movie. Spielberg was like, all right, if your movie's bigger, I get 2% in perpetuity of Star Wars. He was like, fucking bet. Understand what happened, right? That basically funded Steven Spielberg for life. Because he never occurred to him that he would have to make a second movie. Everything was written on the fly. Episode 7, Empire Strikes Back, The Return of the Jedi, everything was fucking created afterwards. It just so happened to coalesce into this amazing universe that created everything else. Like, George Lucas was just like, oh, I have an idea. And then it became one of the greatest franchises to ever live. Sorry. Fat nerd. Love you. So
So you're a fan.
Never known anybody that likes
Star Wars
like this. Hey, why didn't Han Solo like his steak?
How did Han Solo like his steak?
Why didn't he like his
steak? Oh, why didn't he? I don't know.
Because it was chewy.
Wait, Dennis, I want to invite Dennis up here really
quick.
Oh,
shit. Dennis. Is Dennis a Star Wars expert?
No, Dennis just has a great Chewie impression.
Oh,
here he goes.
Here he goes. Everybody look away. Isn't that great? Everybody give Dennis a round of applause. That's his Chewie impression.
That was
Star
phenomenal.
Wars expert. He knows how the Chewbacca chews.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I know I asked my boss tonight. I was like, hey, we're doing a live show. You want to come out? And he was like, fuck your live show. They're playing episode one at the theater again. Wow. He's like, I'm going to go watch Star Wars all weekend. And I was like, oh, all right, fuck me, I guess. Sounds great.
Man.
So, no, yeah, thanks for Star Wars coming out. So no, I literally could talk all fucking night about
I got,
this.
Yeah,
you got to shut me up.
I'm going to cut you off.
Just talk to yourself.
I'm going to cut you off. I got a really important question. Jacoby, glad you joined us.
Thank you, sir.
Raj, Eddie, myself, here it is. Really important question. What passions or hobbies did you have as a kid that you don't have no more? Like, what did you think you were going to be? What did you want to be as a kid? We'll start with you, Jacob, that you wanted to be as a kid, but you just don't have no more. Like, you had that passion, but you just didn't, you don't carry no more. What's one thing that you always like to me, I always wanted to be a vet. Like, I was like, I love animals and everything.
Oh, yeah?
And now I catch fish, and if it swallows my lure, I'm going to fucking chuck its guts out because I need to keep that lure. What's up with you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, he's like fuck this fish.
Yeah, like if I throw it in and it dies, yeah. It's like good for the fucking fish species. They can eat it, you know?
Yeah, you spend $5 on a lure, fuck that fish.
Exactly.
$5?
Oh, yeah. That's $5 of a lure. I'm going to keep that. Yeah, see, Dennis seen me do it.
See, I thought they were $20. The only time I've been fishing was out in the fucking ocean.
Yeah, when you chuck your disc off in there, and you're like, that's $20. Fuck the fish. Yeah.
Really. I mean, you got to get a lure the size of a goddamn fucking shark.
No, that's Dennis. Yeah. He chucks it out there like he's about to catch the river monster.
Yeah, you get fucking lures bigger than the fish you're catching.
It is. Shit, my wife.
Hey, but he's catch something.
My wife caught a 70-pound cobia, man.
She did.
Yeah, that was fucking
deep
wild.
Sea fishing. That's fucking I've never it's seen wild. Anybody.
On a 40-pound lure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But
yeah, that's
Jacob,
how impressive she is. I love
What kind of passions did you have as a kid that you just don't have no more?
Well, when I was a kid, I thought maybe I liked deep sea diving or some shit.
Okay.
And
you're afraid of swimming.
Well, I actually have a phobia for asphyxiation, like suffocating.
Ah, okay.
Also, there ain't no fucking money in deep sea diving. So
yeah. Well,
you could be an underwater welder. There's big money in that.
In what?
In underwater welding.
Like welding?
I never
like
thought of that welding.
Underwater welding?
Yeah, that's like $190 an hour.
You get paid some cash for that shit.
Crazy. I was always, fuck, drunk. It just went away. What the fuck was it?
Well, we'll come back to you.
Yep.
Jacob.
What the fuck was it?
So you just don't enjoy the water at all anymore, or what?
Water's cool and everything, but it, you know, like, I can't even put my fucking head under a blanket without freaking out.
Really?
So.
What's the
biogeneticist. That's what the fuck it
what
was.
What the fuck? What is biogeneticist?
I wanted to be a biogeneticist. What I wanted to do was be able to create a pill or an injection that would modify your body type. Because I hate the way I fucking look, so I wanted to science this shit. Like a Botox, but like you get bigger calves. You get basically, I wanted to do steroids, essentially. But I didn't know math. So here I am drinking with you people. That's what the fuck ended up.
What the
fuck? Well, I don't
fuck?
Know where that went, but I wanted to be a psychiatrist.
I understood about three of them words. Biogeneticist, because I wanted to fucking flip it about. I wanted to make myself look pretty.
Yeah.
What's the point? What are you?
I wanted
putting
to
in?
Be a psychiatrist.
Hold on.
Oh no,
Matthew, wait!
Before you say anything, are these Johnny Vegas's? Oh, that's even sadder.
Why would
you do that to us? The whole show. Yeah. Have you not listened to the show? We like Johnny Vegas's.
Because you need to feel pain.
Because I need to feel pain. I exist. I feel pain.
Wait, as Eddie once said way back a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Fair enough. All right.
Eddie said, time sure flies when you hate yourself.
Yeah. I mean, time flies when you hate your life. So, yeah. All right.
You know, I always had these weird beliefs that Matt was his best friend, but now I know for sure 100% that Matt is his best friend.
Yeah. Matt brought us all shots. For those listening at home, Matt Takar just walked up with a fucking giant tray of Jameson shots.
Matt, did you choose the Jameson because we made that joke about your granddad earlier? Is this the punishment for
Is this
that?
Punishment for the... Sorry.
I'll editing. Take one.
Because these guys deserve it.
Right, here we go. Sorry, this doesn't make very good audio all right. content, but...
Eddie has the best cheers known to man.
All right. Here's to the treezes.
Wait.
Go ahead. Grab your shots.
Okay, I gotta
anybody
give
Craig,
them to
you
Craig,
want a shot?
Kelsey, and Shelby. Oh. Why not?
All right.
Wait. Give them to Craig and Kelsey. Yeah,
two more shots.
What
two
about this guy? Right?
Two more shots. Mark and Craig. There you go. Give it out to Mark and Craig.
Mark and Craig, come on now. Mark and Craig.
No, he's.
Yeah, he's. You got to deliver it. You got to deliver it. Mark and Craig.
There you go.
Give it to Craig Dennis, because he doesn't need to leave. Yeah, he doesn't need
Dennis
to use
is
that
the Beers and Babel Uber. Here you go. Bring it out. He's fucking door dashing shots to everybody. We're about to Uber eat some Jameson. I love it.
All right, here we
All
go.
Right, here's to the breezes that blow through the treeses, that lift the skirts above the kneeses, that exposes the place, that teases, pleases, and spreads diseases. Here's to snatch, fuck it, down the hatch.
This is going to make the show so much worse.
Oh, my God.
That goes to Craig. Give it to Craig.
That is just so bad. Everything hurts. Everything Yuck. Is awful. It's like the opposite of the Lego movie. Everything is awful.
Give it to Donna.
Everything hates when you're part of this team. Oh, holy
shit. Hey, everybody
shit.
Pose for the cute picture.
Oh, my God. The second Thank show you. Has gone off the rails.
Do you want to zoom in on a selfie?
How do you zoom in on a selfie?
What?
All right,
do,
ready?
Do what
Are you
again?
Ready for this? That's for you.
Wow. Fuck no. Please walk away. What? No, thank you. I got one. No, thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
That's... No, we have Jacoby Bryant,
Jacoby
Eddie,
Bryant?
Roger, and myself up here. We got the fake Dennis. We got, what's that? I'll take another one.
Holy shit.
Yes, and we have people. Kelsey, you want to take this with me? Oh, you want to watch me do it?
Yeah. Oh, you're heading out, Craig? I'm getting out of here. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. Holy shit. Is it about that time?
It's about that time for last call.
Da-ding,
so we're
going to
call Matt Takar up back up here
Matt
for
Takar,
a last call story.
Where the fuck
do you go? Jacoby, you're staying up here.
All
Love
right.
You.
Da-ding, ding, ding, da-ding.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh. This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
All right, so last call on the Beers and Babel is a fun drinking story. Something wild or crazy we would have done that we just barely remember or pieced together from the people who were there. So, Matt Takar. Oh, don't do that. But it's a Coors, just twist it off. You fucking,
a fucking twist off, man.
Yeah, see, I just wanted
well,
to put
a
funny
into
the
They
show.
Are twist offs. You're the
it's
size
a twist
of a
off.
Skeleton. Oh, no. Give it to Raj. Jesus.
Oh. That made
God.
No sound. This guy's a fucking
This
animal.
Dude is a drinker.
Yeah,
if
you
he
know
had,
it.
Well, if Matt
he,
had
he could crack
than
a beer
in
this
girl.
Man has been to Alcoholics Anonymous longer than I've been alive.
Hey, my name is Alan. I'm a long time server alcohol anonymous, and there goes Raj.
Listen, Raj has done 13 steps out of the 12-step program.
Yeah, I'm about 27 on the 82 step.
Oh shit! All right, well we're about to get into the last call.
I got my points too. I know.
Spencer. You're up. What's your last call story?
My last call has to do with Dennis Koepke. Oh,
with Dennis,
so,
all right.
Dennis, we're about to tell the story. I'm about to whip it out. So, Dennis is a longtime friend of mine. Obviously, he's a brother of mine.
Yeah.
And he was on the show earlier, so if all you guys know him, you know him.
How you doing?
So we're at Hayden Cobley's place. So the Cobble Cakes. Chris listens to the podcast, so shout out to Chris Cobb.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, yeah. Love her to death. Greg, great cook. They live in a beautiful place. But we're out back one time, and it was one of our old buddies' birthday. It was his 21st, so we decided to celebrate. And it was his 21st, so we all started taking shots of Jameson, which we just took. Which Jesus. Isn't a good move.
Did you give him the reach around too?
No. We took shots of Jameson, and we stood by the fire a little bit, and Dennis was like, you know what? I got a guitar that I could get rid of tonight.
Wait, I know exactly where this is going, actually. It took me a second, but I'm with you. Yeah.
There you go.
Continue, yeah.
Yeah, Dennis is on the same track. But yeah, he's like, I got a guitar I could get rid of, and we were like, wait a minute, man, we're in a band. We could make this a Photoshop opportunity.
Absolutely.
So, as smart people would do, we doused the guitar in gasoline.
Jesus.
What did we learn? Did. Yes. Out of all the past fucking last calls.
This was way before. This was way before Basement Bar's Beats of Babble.
With gasoline. Yeah. Jesus.
And ice. You don't like ice at all.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't like chicken either. But we doused the guitar in gasoline. Yep. And we lit it on fire. And Dennis goes, hold on, this is my guitar. Light it on fire, but let me put it on first.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
So he had the strap, he put it on first. And we're like, oh my God, this is the best photo opportunity ever. So we lit the guitar.
Right before his death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still
so
here,
we made we made sure he didn't get any gasoline on it beforehand, but he just got the splashback from us putting it on a guitar.
I can see the fucking headline. Local musician goes out in a blaze.
It was badass, man. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
And the best part is...
This is the most metal thing I've
ever fucking. This is some Evel Knievel shit right here.
The best part about this story is we lit this on fire for a fucking local bar that holds, at max... 150 people.
This is the most mid-Michigan shit I've ever heard in my life.
I said, I have an old guitar. Yeah. It's broke.
We took pictures of him lit up playing guitar.
Did you guys listen to Creed while you're doing this?
Well, and then
Creed,
he got hot.
Creed.
Can you take... Yeah.
So then he got hot, so we took the car off, and he started smashing it, right?
Now, before you started smashing it, did you start playing?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, there is a video. A great tune.
Were you playing Come On Baby Light My Fire?
No,
not that song. No.
No, Dennis
I was like, there
Wonderwall.
Needs to be a video where I fucking smash the guitar. It has to be in slow motion to look cool, you know. Yeah, whatever. But
You gotta do aesthetically.
Yeah, aesthetically cool, you know what I mean? But before we smashed it, or before I smashed it, I guess, I fucking started playing it and shit like that. And it was really cool as fuck. I thought
it really was. And due to Dennis's last call story, that was the night that he sat in that chair. But beforehand, we smashed.
I forget, but
lit on guitar. And after that, we just kind of stood at the guitar burning in the fire and we went, yeah, man. That was cool as fuck, man. And we continued to get more hammered, and then Dennis found a chair that he wanted to sit in, and I could take a picture of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's surprising that we walked 5 miles back to my parents' house, but...
Dennis.
Before that, we almost died, so I need to say this story.
You buried the fucking lead. Yeah. It was
Dennis, did you whisper to yourself, can you take me higher?
Can you take me higher? Yeah, no.
That was really funny.
That would have been good. That would have been good, though.
Yeah, it would have been great.
With burning guitar. Oh, I love it. Holy fuck. What do we got next? Eddie. Red Eye. All right. So this is full on COVID. Okay. Everybody's closed. Oh. Nobody gives a shit. Matt's like, hey, I got fucking keys to this coffee shop that's not open anymore. You want a drink? And I was like, I'd have a beer. So we go downtown Hamilton Street in Saginaw. And oh, there it is. Hey, how you doing? So we go downtown Hamilton Street. Fucking Natalie,
hey, welcome.
That bartender. He better
hey,
tip
give
her
a
well.
Shout out to Natalie. Please tip her on the way out. She's a
tip
wonderful
her.
Bartender.
Absolutely.
She's great. She's
been treating us very well all night.
She's got a fireball shirt on, but she doesn't serve fireball shots, so be careful.
Where the
get Jameson.
My
she doesn't serve fireball shots.
I have no I'm idea joking. Who you are, but I'll take their advice. Yeah.
So woo! we go down to Retro Rocks, and they're doing takeout only, and we're waiting for our food. And the
attaboy, what? Mark. Yeah, way to go. Go green.
Mark.
Go green.
Oh, yeah.
Go white.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark, very much. Mark, so for the folks at home, Mark did a good deed because I couldn't fucking hear him. So that's the non-verbals he gave me was a good deed. Yeah, there you go.
Shit, tip me over if I don't.
So we go to Retro Rocks. We order our food. We're standing there. We're waiting. We look at the bartender. We're like, hey, do you guys still have beer in the tap? And he's like, yeah. I was like, can we have beer? He's like, well, I'm not really supposed to serve you. And I went, but can you? And he's like, yeah, all right. So we start drinking at Retro Rocks while we're waiting for the food. We get the food. We start walking down the fucking West Side store.
Liquor store, yeah.
Liquor store was open, so we go in there. We buy a 30 rack and some other shit. And then we start walking down the street again. And there's this coffee shop. This very nice coffee shop that Matt's just like, yeet, and opens the door, and we go into the coffee shop that's completely closed. What is happening? Why are you buying
what,
me
what
more
is, what is,
fucking shots?
Why are you wearing a fireball? Is this Fireball?
Yeah,
oh, this is Fireball. Oh, all right. Much better than his shitty shit. All right. Well, we got to
wait for Jameson. I bought Jameson for everyone, just so you guys know.
Thank you so much, Natalie. We appreciate you. So we go into the Red Eye, and there's a group of us. We're hanging out, and this fancy fucking coffee shop closed at night. They had nice Edison lighting, kind of like this. There's a little neon thing in the back. So we start drinking. We're getting hammered. And then Matt's like, fuck, I know how to make espresso. They've got $20,000 machines. You want an espresso? I was like, I'd have espresso. So there's Matt back there being the barista of the fucking month, just whippity-whip-whap-whaps. Fucking 20 seconds, all art and everything. And he comes out and he's with a little fucking one of them leaf things that you see on TikTok. And bitch is like, espresso! And I was like, I am way too fucking drunk to appreciate this, but goddamn. I was very appreciative. Yeah. Shit. So that was the night we got fucking hammered in a closed ass shop that I don't think we had any fucking business being there, but it was a great goddamn time. I tell you what.
It's fine. I had the keys. It's fine.
He had the key. I don't know how
I
got
the keys.
I didn't ask questions, but it was a good fucking time. I tell you what.
Yeah, you said Retro Rocks earlier in that.
Yeah,
whole
that's
show,
yes,
right?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, I got kicked out of Retro Rocks one time because I was wearing sweatpants.
Wait, what?
I got kicked out of Retro Rocks because I was wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, it's a fancy establishment.
Is it really that
fucking
fancy, though?
Yeah, don't go in there looking like a fucking scrub.
So, Dennis, I'll give you a neat Matt fact about me. I live across the street from Retro Rocks.
Yeah, where? Saginaw? Or?
Yeah, in Saginaw. So if you ever want to go to Retro Rocks and not get kicked out, let's go.
All right, yeah, for sure.
We will wear sweatpants.
No, you know, and so to be fair, I wasn't fucking dressed like a little... I was not dressed as, how you say, a homeless person, or whatever the fuck you want to say.
Yo, but I dress homeless as shit.
I do be dressing homeless sometimes. I'm not going to lie. But at this particular time, I was wearing a fucking crazy shirt like that, sort of.
Yeah.
And I was wearing some sweatpants, some joggers.
Hey, he's back.
So Dennis was like dressed Patrick Swayze Roadhouse, like 1986.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I walk in there and I was like, hey, can I get a Bud Light? And they're like, no. And I was like, why? Why not? And they're like, you're wearing sweatpants, you gotta leave. And I was like, what? Am I gonna rob the place? Like, am I gonna fucking do something crazy? Like, just because I'm wearing sweatpants, I'm gonna fucking cause a riot or some shit? No. But yeah, I got kicked out of that place, and I had to leave. And I fucking left. And I was like, this place fucking sucks. All right? This place sucks, man.
They have such good food. I fucking love Retro.
Oh, yeah. Yo, no, dude, they do have good shrimp, food. I've been there, man. Wearing.
Dude, when we went there, we got that Mediterranean shrimp. It was like $30, but they brought us out a fucking pizza pan of some of the most flavorful shrimp I've ever eaten. It was enough for a fucking Arabian army. It was phenomenal. It was massive. It was great.
If you guys ever seen 300, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, so Natalie, now that Spencer's back, Natalie brought us. What do you got?
Oh, you're talking about Retro Rocks and shit. I went to watch Retro Rocks with my cousin.
Yeah.
It was probably, I don't know, 3-4 months ago.
Wait, which cousin? Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roger.
So you're there. Yeah, the waitress comes up. She's like, you know, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, I'd like a quickie.
Okay.
She fucking slapped me in the face and walked away. My cousin looks at me and goes, it's pronounced quiche.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was vegan as fuck. I love it. All right. So Natalie brought us these amazing fireball shots. If you would have listened to the last few episodes about fireball, it was good stuff. Ziggy-zaggy. Oi.
Mark, you should have taken mine. I don't like it.
Oh, it tastes like Big Red gum.
If you don't chew Big Red,
it tastes like
fuck
it,
you. This is like, why Dennis is my brother.
Have you guys ever been to Bronner's during Christmas? That's what it tastes like. Like you stepped into Bronner's Christmas Wonderland.
No, it tastes like angry Christmas. Like fucking the sheriff from Stranger
tastes
Things.
Tastes like Will Ferrell
and Santa,
Elf.
And he's going to beat the shit out of me. That's what
exactly.
I just tasted.
Yeah.
It's like the Santa that walks in. What you got in your baggy pants? My dick, you want to see it? You know?
It's like instead of coal, Santa just wakes you the fuck up and punches you. That's what I just fucking tasted. Woo! All right.
But anyway.
Matt Takar. It says, yes, fake.
Fake German.
Yep.
Fake German.
I write in cursive. Good for you for reading fucking cursive.
Okay. That's not cursive. That's fucking doctored signature.
No,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
cursive.
No. C with a line.
You're getting the wrong prescription
okay,
at that point.
So,
yeah.
So you guys got to settle in. Let me tell you about like
learn me
Christmas
some.
Story.
My brother, Ray.
Paint me a word picture.
I love you. So this was a silent night. May of 2011.
You have to keep it at your mouth for me to hear you.
How does it make you feel?
Junior year.
Hey, how does it make you feel that I was 11 years old that year?
That scares me.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
scares
yeah.
me.
That's right. You heard it here.
I feel
I'm
like
a 2000
a,
baby right here. Yeah.
I feel
but
like
what
a,
about the suave haircut?
Wait, hold on.
I love
hold on,
it.
Hold on. I feel like a pedophile by you just saying
that. I was about to say, Matt, you're not Catholic, are you?
I am. I was baptized,
oh,
yes.
Oh, shit. Run away, Dennis.
Oh shit,
better get the fuck out of here.
You better fucking run.
Oh, that's terrible.
Anyway, so Jesus Christ. it was the eve of prom and it was silent as a mouse.
You was it? Continue. I had a thought, but the lawyers at
yeah,
maybe
no,
edited.
They
continue.
They auto edited.
You couldn't hear the
what can you hear?
I'm sorry. You couldn't hear the high school whores. You couldn't hear them take off their blouse.
And Mark's over there choking up.
Okay.
I'm rhyming at this point. It had nothing to do with this. I was extremely drunk at my cousin's house, and we decided to go to another friend's house.
Okay.
So in the eve of this whole nonsense and fuckery, I got way too drunk.
And as you do.
As I do. At one point, drunk me decided it was a good idea to stand in the fire pit at my friend's house.
I have a last
stand
call
inside
story about
it, huh?
That, actually.
I was literally standing in the fire pit, and
yep.
Everyone decided to run at me because they were like, oh, shit, Matt's going to catch on fire. So, thankfully, I didn't catch on fire.
Thankfully.
But after they pulled me out, I decided to step back into the fireplace.
Why?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
Fair enough.
So, cue 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I was saying at this point. I started screaming. So keep in mind, this is the first night I met this person's parents. I was at his house. Raj is right here.
No, sorry, continue. That's not for you. You keep fucking going.
Continue the story.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
No, no, Raj demands an audience.
He does. But
he does. So, I started speaking in German. I have no idea what I was saying.
Yeah.
Literally, I was shouting nonsense. Whole time.
Was it angrily? Was it fucking just anger gibberish?
Yes.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember there was a lot of mud, and I was screaming German. And at some point, my friends were like, we're going to take you home. So they took me home. I got back to my parents' house, who I was living with. This is like, I was 11th grade, junior year.
Yeah.
Get back to my parents' house. The whole time, just screaming German all the way back. Yeah. Like, Eastman's Wolf owned Was ist das? Mein Kaffen? All that good stuff. Yeah. Gesundheit? Auf Wiedersehen und bis bald und später.
Okay.
All that fun stuff. All
right.
I get back to my parents' house. They drop me off. Yeah. I'm silent. I walk in the door. My parents are up. It's 6 in the morning at this point. I'm still shit-faced drunk.
I've been there.
You know. Yeah, you know. I've been there too. I know. That's why I know you and my mom would get along. She's dealt with the same exact shit. I go up to my room, silent as a mouse. I shit you not, it's like Christmas morning. I need to go to bed. I'm way too drunk for this.
Yeah.
I go to bed. Next day, my parents ask me. She's like, my mom comes up to my room. She's like, why the hell were you shouting German outside yesterday morning?
I
did not remember. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you were screaming German in our fucking driveway. And I'm like, what do you mean?
You're like drunk Shalma?
Yeah. I had no idea what I was saying.
And is this after we met?
This is before.
Okay, continue.
My cousin, I texted him. I was like, dude, what the hell was I doing that night? He was like, dude, you were speaking German for the whole ride back home. It was like a half an hour ride. I had no idea what I was saying to
this day. What were you saying? Well, like, if you can remember at all, what? Give me an idea of what you were saying.
Dude, I have no idea.
Just fucking, are you sure fucking
know? I don't know.
Just
I don't
something,
know.
Yeah.
I was so drunk. I was standing in a fireplace
That's wild.
At like 4 in the morning. Like, I have no idea what happened
Crazy.
After that.
Crazy German but shit, man.
Guten
Tag. Wir grost ist am Liam Neeson's dem Penis. Anyway.
I'm not even German at all.
Guten
like,
Tag.
I'm Croatian and Polish.
Schnitzel. Anyway.
Yeah.
But
fucking
speaking
Roger.
Of
all right.
Foreign countries and shit.
Here we go. Roger. Last call.
There was one time
Roger's
when,
last call.
When we, there was four of us guys sitting there playing some poker at my cousin's house. Decided to take a road trip. So we get in the car and say, oh, what the fuck? Where are we going to go? He says, let's go to Windsor and go to the casino. Back then, it was, you know, they had casinos over in Windsor, but they didn't have any in Detroit or anything. So, like, yeah, let's take a road trip.
There you go.
So we go over to Canada. Go over there. We're in the casino playing, you know, blackjack, playing craps, doing all kinds of just drink, getting shit-faced. But anyway, so it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We decide, well, okay, it's about time, you know, to head back, get home. So we're going through the tunnel. We get, you know, through the tunnel, come up to, you know, the booth, and the guy's looking at us. He goes, how long you been over there? And, you know, the same old, well, it's probably different now, but, you know, they ask all those questions, you know, why are you over there? Why? What did you do? How long were you there? What, blah, blah, blah. The guy knew we were all shit-faced.
I would have been like, to get hammered and
yeah.
your wife.
Well, we went to the casino, lost our ass, got drunk.
Yeah.
He goes, guess what? You know, see, you're going to turn around. We ain't coming back to America. We couldn't even come back to our own fucking country.
What? You were that hammered?
Yeah, we were. So
So we go back through the tunnel.
He's like, let us in, eh? Yeah. And they're like, you're not.
So we're
fucking
going through the tunnel. We get back over to Canada. Get over to Canada, you know, back to Canada. And,
yeah.
And the guy that's driving, you know. And that was his name. What the fuck did you, what, Eddie? Oh. No, he yelled Eddie, and that was the driver's name. Haskell. Well, we called him Haskell.
Cheaters or Barbie dolls?
Cheaters or Barbie dolls?
The audience wants to know, did you go to Cheaters or Barbie dolls?
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's like fucking 38 years ago. I can't remember.
He doesn't even remember coming back to the U.S. He just knows he's here
today. We couldn't get in. So anyway, we go back through the tunnel, back into Canada, and Eddie's like, fuck this, we're going to try the bridge. So we go over the Ambassador Bridge. Get back over into Detroit. The guy's looking at us. He goes, you know, how long you been there? Well, we just been there for a few hours, you know, went to the casino.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You been drinking? Yeah. And at this time, as soon as he said, have you been drinking, Mike, okay, I shouldn't use names. Anyway, one of the other guys sitting in the front seat rolls his window down, and he's fucking hacking out the goddamn window, puking like crazy. Guy says, no, you guys are drunk. You're going back. So we can't get back into the U.S. It's like, what the fuck? So, you know, we all lost our ass at the casino.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, we got to find a hotel or something. Go back, you know, get in, go in these. We would try three different hotels. Nobody had rooms. So we ended up sleeping in the fucking car in a parking lot.
Did you wander into the ghetto of Canada where they knocked on your window and they were like, hey, give us your money, eh? We'd appreciate
pretty much.
It.
Well, pretty much.
Did you go to Brampton, Ontario?
Did what?
Brampton? Is that where you were at? Like ghetto?
Windsor.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. So I've heard Sarnia is like the Saginaw of Ontario.
What is that?
But anyway, yeah, so we, you know, end up fucking sleeping for like an hour and a half in this parking lot in the car. So, and then, you know, fucking Haskell wakes up. Oh, Christ, we got to get home, you know. He's, I got to be to work. They fucking still wouldn't let us in. We're all still shit-faced, wouldn't let us into the country. It's like, Christ, we live here, you know. And then the one guy, I'm not going to mention name, he's like, I got to get home. My wife's pregnant. She's about due any day.
Oh, man.
Fucker wasn't even married. Trying anything to get back into the country. We ended up spending another day in fucking Windsor. Stupid.
Yeah.
You go over there just to have fun, and you couldn't get back in your own country. So that was a pretty boring story. I'm sorry. But they told me I had to say something.
Yeah.
But, hey, one other thing. Did you know this day and age, you do not need a parachute to skydive? Did you know that?
What? No. Wait, what?
You only need a parachute if you want to do it twice.
Makes so much sense.
Oh,
yes.
Well, thank you so much. On that note.
That
Wait,
is
what?
So true.
What do you want? What do you got?
So I'm going to hijack this real quick.
Oh, my God. All right. Special guest Matt Takar coming to us.
Oh, shit.
All
yeah,
the way
I'm
from
ready for this.
Fucking Saginaw. I thought he was coming up from Lansing, so Saginaw. Yeah. Anyway. We drove longer. Anyway, fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah, fuck the beans, Bunny. Fuck that. That stupid shit. All
right. Last call. Continue.
No. So,
he didn't want
Saginaw
to.
Tonight
yes.
won against the London Knights 4-2.
Oh, oh my God. Shit.
They
yes,
beat.
And we got some audience members pointed out too, yeah.
Does that mean it goes to a game
so
seven?
So, in case anyone doesn't know, I used to work for the Saginaw Spirit for 4 years.
Whoa, Matt, does that mean it goes to a game seven?
No. Yeah, it's going.
Yes.
Yeah, we were.
Or
yeah, we're
that?
Still in.
3-4. Yeah. Or was that game five?
It's game five technically,
okay,
but we're,
so
we're still in.
We still got to win. Still got to win one more before we come home.
Two more, and then
yes.
We win.
All right.
So that's a big deal. This is the farthest we've gotten as a team in history.
But we're dominant. We're dominant.
And then you got the Memorial Cup coming. Which
yes.
Well, we're already in the Memorial Cup. We got to dominate that.
It's going to be one hell of a week, and my wife is making me go to fucking Nebraska, so I'm going to miss it all.
Hold on a second. If Eddie's kosher with this, I think we need to extend this and talk about the Memorial Cup for a bit.
You're already in it. You're right.
Yeah, we're already in it.
All right.
We already got it going.
Okay.
We're in the London Memorial Semifinal Cup.
I'm going to go tinkle. You folks talk sports ball. We'll come back and we'll get
go sports ball.
It's right. Sports puck real quick. Tiffany, I'm sorry. I see you. I see you right there.
What
I know.
What's happening?
I know.
Nothing. Literally
go,
nothing.
Go.
All right. So, this is a huge deal right now. This is the farthest the Saginaw Spirit has gotten in the history of their team.
Yeah.
Come in. Get the fuck up here, Mark.
You get up here.
Get up here, Mark.
Mark, I was the broadcasting director for the Saginaw Spirit. Come up here.
Hey.
Come over here, my guy.
Let me just put out a standpoint. So Saginaw Spirit are moving good, and we're in the Memorial Cup already.
Regardless,
Mark, hold on 1 second. Just shut the fuck up. I love you. But we're facing the London Knights right now.
Spencer,
yep,
if you
absolutely.
Want. Yeah,
let's crack that, yes.
Yep. So
London
Knights.
How the fuck do you guys, what the hell are you, what did your parents feed you that you can just crack those bottles open like that?
Mark's an animal. Yeah. Mark's the best person we know. Me and Dennis know at Pintown.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got the bartenders and you got Mark and Ray.
Yeah, give me a cheers real quick. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. So we got to give a shout out to
Mark.
Them.
I did jiu-jitsu
Mark,
and
Rose,
Muay Thai for
Ray.
4 years.
Rose, you're fucking wonderful. Stop blushing. I see you blushing over there. Well, I love you, gal. I love Mark. I love Ray. But here's the deal, Mark. I got a question for you. So we're up against the London Knights. We're down 1-3. We won tonight. Good.
Yo, fuck the London Knights.
We're good.
I don't want to be the one that's in
it. Yep. So now we're down 2-3. Now we're
fuck
right.
London Knights.
Me and Dennis.
Right. Fuck the London Knights.
Me and Dennis thought 2-3 or 1-3. We thought we'd get them 4-0. What are your thoughts about 2-3? What do you got? Go ahead.
What are you thinking?
What do you we got? Go ahead.
It's not Sue Greyhound, so. They can beat the Knights.
Okay.
Put them down.
All right, put them down.
Yo, fuck Sault Ste. Marie, too.
So we got two games to win. Me and Dennis drive back to back, or we drive by that beautiful painting every night. What do we got, then?
He's like 16, isn't he? Best guy in hockey, that little dude. He's like 16. They made a special exemption to play for the Spirits, and they're going to beat him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right. So, thank you.
No, go so green, let me, Mark.
Go white.
Yeah,
go
Adam yeah. Boy. Right.
Spencer.
Adam Boy.
Shut the fuck up, Spencer.
Yes, sir. Matt, fuck you.
Where's
go Bo- green, go right, white.
Let me share some factoids.
Where's Bo at? Say go.
Yeah.
Go yeah, green, go, go brave is what Bo would say.
We had a fantastic evening with you folks, everybody. Shout out the 989 Network for having us here. Thank you so much to Pintown and Chesaning for hosting us. It's been a fantastic evening with Matt Takar, Dennis, Roger, Spencer, and myself. Hey, as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See more butts.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.